Praise God, we're in 2 Peter this evening, chapter 1. And if you would, just commit even 1 minute a day between now and Sunday to the service. Pray for the service that God would bring some visitors on Sunday for Easter and that unsaved would hear the gospel. We'd see someone saved. Just,
amen.
If you just pray about that specifically, I'd really appreciate it. And I know God's going to bless. So this Sunday, Easter Sunday, plan on a great day in the Lord. 2 Peter chapter 1. We were reminded last week about the blind Christian who loses sight of what's happened for him and what's in the future. And tonight, the Apostle Peter, as he writes to these Jewish Christians, reminds them of his responsibility to them as Christians and as their need to grow. And so beginning in verse 12, it says, "Wherefore, I would not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I'm in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance." And that's my title, Always in Remembrance. Dear Lord, I pray that you would speak to us from your powerful word this evening. I pray that each of us would be anticipating hearing from the Holy Spirit and you penetrating our hearts. We pray that you would be glorified and guide us now and ask it in the name of our wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
This word remembrance had to be the key of this section of 2 Peter because it actually doesn't show up very many times in the New Testament. It only shows up four times in 2 Peter, and three of them are right here. Peter's trying to make a pretty strong point about remembering the promises of God and remembering His Word. Remember, he is writing his last epistle. He knows he's about to be martyred. He even tells them that. He says, I must shortly, verse 14, shortly I must put off this my tabernacle. The Lord had obviously shown him that his time was near to die. And he wrote 2 Peter as his last epistle. And as he's writing to the Christians that read it, remember, the Bible wasn't finished. Every church had just their copy, and then they would eventually make copies, and other churches would get copies. But it was long after before the Bible was completed. Even after 2 Peter, many believe it was at least another 20-25 years before the New Testament was finished. And so Peter, he's reminding them how important it is to be reminded about God's Word and His promises.
Amen.
That we are carnal creatures, and repetition is important to us.
That's right. Amen.
That's what Peter's saying. That we need to be just constantly reminded. That is, I believe, one of the reasons why God wants us to go to church. And not necessarily to learn something new every time, because we don't. If we've been saved a while, if we read through the Bible 20, 30, 40 times, we're not going to go to church and hear some new thing, are we? Something that we've never heard before. If we do, we're probably in the wrong church because it's probably a cult or something. So why do we go? We go to hear something we've already heard, but to be reminded about it. Because we got to be constantly reminded. And that's what Peter is saying. He says there in verse 12, I would not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them. He says, you already know these things that I'm reminding you of, but I'm going to keep reminding you anyway. I remember hearing about a church that a man took over, and the church was dead as a doornail, but he believed God wanted him to take it. And every Sunday he got up and preached the same sermon, you must be born again. And this went on for about 3 or 4 weeks, and finally the deacons came up to him and said, we got a problem, preacher. He said, what's that? He said, well, you keep preaching the same sermon every Sunday. He said, well, that's because I'm waiting for everybody to be born again before I move on. And That's the way it is, isn't it? We need Amen. That repetition. And he's referring back to some of the things he's already told in verse 3. He says, His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. That's something good to be reminded about. That God has given us everything we need to live for Jesus. He says in verse 4, He hath given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. That's some good news. That we have been given a lot of great and precious promises. And of course we have. He reminds us, verse 4, that we might be partakers of the divine nature. That's good news. That we can actually be partakers here on earth of the nature of God through the power of the Holy Spirit. We talked about that a few weeks ago. He says in verse 11, An entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. One day we'll be able to spend eternity with Jesus in His everlasting kingdom, the kingdom of God. He's referring back to these and saying, You already know these things that I've told you. But He says, I'm not going to stop putting you in remembrance of them. I'm not going to be negligent to put you always in remembrance. And what's the purpose? Verse 12, be established in the present truth. The best way for us to get established is repetition.
Amen, amen.
That's one reason why we should memorize Scripture. Because we all know that the only way to memorize Scripture is repetition, isn't it?
Amen.
I mean, there are a few people that have a gift and they can just learn something once and they've got it. But that's not true of most of us. Most of us have to just keep repeating it, repeating it, repeating it, repeating it. And finally, it gets ingrained in there. And then even then, after a few years, we might lose it. But God wants us to be established. And one of the ways to be established is to be always in remembrance of these great truths and these great promises of God's Word. Notice, if you would, Colossians chapter 1. Just to look at a few scriptures about this being established in the truth. Colossians chapter 1 and down in verse 23. God says here, If ye continue in the faith, Colossians 1:23, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. Notice he says grounded and settled. If we're not grounded and settled, what's the tendency? To be moved away. To drift away. We've all met Christians that have done just that. They've moved away. Why? Because they weren't grounded, they weren't settled.
That's right. Amen.
And what happens? Look at Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews 13 verse 9. God tells us here, Hebrews 13:9, be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines. For it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace. So, two things that can happen if we're not constantly put in remembrance, if we're not established in the truth. Number one, we can drift away or move away from the faith in our behavior. But number two, we can move away in our beliefs. We can be, as it says here, carried away with diverse and strange doctrines. And we've all met Christians that have fallen into that trap too. We've had some in this church that have been carried away with diverse and strange doctrines. How did it happen? They weren't established in the present truth.
Amen.
And so Peter goes on to tell him here, 2 Peter 1, he says in verse 13, Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Peter says, as long as I'm alive, I'm just going to keep reminding you about the same things over and over again, and that's the truths and the doctrines of God's Word.
Amen.
That's what he meant back in 1 Peter chapter 5. Notice chapter 5 verse 2. Remember, Peter is the one that gave us the best advice about the pastoral ministry. And remember, in chapter 5 verse 2, he gave the number one responsibility of the pastor: feed the flock. Well, feed them what? Same stuff. The same stuff. Keep feeding them the Word of God. Now, yeah, there's a lot of doctrines in the Bible, but over the course of 10, 20 years, you're going to get most of it. But he's supposed to just keep feeding. Keep feeding. And as he told the pastors, feed the flock. Keep them in remembrance. Go, if you would, to 1 Timothy chapter 4. The Apostle Paul said the same thing to Timothy, who was a young preacher that Paul was trying to train in the pastoral ministry. Notice 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. He says, "If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained." Timothy, I want you to put the brethren in remembrance. I want you to keep reminding them about the truths and doctrines of God. Just keep doing it. Put them in remembrance. Peter says, as long as I'm alive, I'm going to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Because as I shared earlier, Peter knew that his time was short. He says there in verse 14 of our passage, "Knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me." Obviously, Peter had been given a prophecy or some sort from God that his time was close. He says, but as long as I'm alive, I'm going to keep reminding you.
Amen.
And of course, we all understand what he's talking about when he talks about the tabernacle. He's talking about his body. We are all the temple of the Holy Ghost. We're the tabernacle of the Holy Ghost. And God teaches that we're going to shed it someday when we die. It's mentioned over in 2 Corinthians 5, if you turn there momentarily. 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
Amen.
Verse 1, he says, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed we shall not be found naked, for we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon that mortality might be swallowed up of life." So Paul said the same thing, that we have a tabernacle. One day we're going to change tabernacles. And Amen. Peter said, my time in this tabernacle is short. So he says in verse 12, "I am going, though you know these things, I'm going to put you always in remembrance." Then he says in verse 13, "I'm going to stir you up by putting you in remembrance." And then he says in verse 15, "I will endeavor that ye may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance." So I'm going to keep reminding you, as long as I'm alive, I'm going to keep trying to stir you up. And even after I'm dead, I'm hoping that whoever follows in my footsteps, and I'm hoping that you will keep these things always in remembrance. And of course, Peter was, I believe, referring to the fact that he knew the Bible would be finished soon, and that they would have a written copy of the New Testament, and they would be able to have these things always in remembrance. The truths of the Word of God. And that is again why all through the Bible, Old and New Testament, we are exhorted to memorize Scripture. We're exhorted to meditate on the Scripture.
Amen.
Why? So that we can have these things always in remembrance. A couple of examples, you all know these. Joshua 1:8, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, that thou shalt meditate therein day and night."
Amen.
"That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." The verse says that we should meditate day and night. That's keeping it in remembrance. Meditating the Word of God day and night. We're told in Psalm 1, 2, His delight is in the law of the Lord, in His law doth He meditate day and night. Psalm 119, 11, Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God. And on we could go. Deuteronomy 6, 6, These words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart.
Amen.
We're to keep them in remembrance. We're to be meditating. We're to be memorizing. And we're to be faithful to church.
Amen.
Because that's another way that God uses to keep us in remembrance of His Word. By going to church. We're told in, go to Psalm 92, verse 13. How important it is. One of my favorite verses about being faithful to church, Psalm 92:13. Notice he says here, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God.
Amen.
God needs more Christians that would be planted in the house of the Lord. And Hebrews talks about it. Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a matter of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Why? Why is it important that we be faithful to the Word of God? Why is it important that we not forsake the assembling of ourselves together so that we can be always put in remembrance of His Word, constantly being reminded? Has anyone ever sinned before since they were saved? Well, how can that be? We've all heard the Bible many times. How is it that we keep sinning? How is it that we keep making mistakes? Because we're carnal, and because we're weak, and because we forget. And that's why Peter told these saints, I am not going to stop putting you in remembrance. I'm going to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. And after I'm dead, my hope and my desire is that you'll keep these things always in remembrance. Because you need it. We all need it. We all need to be in the church. We all need to be in the Word. We all need to be memorizing the Word. We all need to be meditating in the Word. Keep these things in remembrance. Because the devil will continue to tempt. The world will continue to tempt. And the flesh will continue to tempt. And we're not going to have victory unless we keep these things in remembrance. Let's pray. Thanks, Lord, for Your Word. What a blessing to be reminded about this truth tonight. And I pray that each of us will take it to heart. Lord, that we'll be memorizers and meditators in Your Word. And that we'll be faithful to You and to Your church. Lord, that we might be constantly put in remembrance of the great truths, the great promises, the great doctrines of Your Word. Thank You for it. And I pray You'll help us to share it with someone this week. In Jesus' name, amen.